This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology show. Your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, loves using technology to streamline her life and to make lessons more engaging. She is a graduated homeschool mom and teaches homeschoolers at her local co-op classes and online at fundafundaacademy.com. Whether you are tech-challenged or someone who loves technology, this show is for you. And here's your host, Meryl Vandermeerva.
Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology podcast. This is your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, and today in episode 140, we're going to be talking to another techie teen, Anaya Murray, and we're going to be talking to her about app creation. Welcome, Anaya.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let me just tell you where I know, where I got to know about Anaya from, as I have with the rest of the series. A couple of episodes ago, well, back in episode 105, Anaya's mom, Ayana, came and spoke to us about online resources for creative writing. And if you haven't listened to that, do go and listen. Her mom is an author, and you can find her books on Amazon. But I started following Ayana then and saw some of the amazing things her two teen daughters are doing in the field of tech. And I wanted to get them on the podcast, and then I got the idea of perhaps not just showcasing them, but some other techie teens I knew about, and that's how this actual series was born. So they were the inspiration for it. And I think you're going to be quite blown away as you listen, first of all, to Anaya today, and then in 2 weeks' time, come back and listen to her sister, Jada, who has done many of the same things, but also different things. And I hope that it will inspire both you and your teens. So, Anaya, let's get started and just tell us what grade will you be going into next semester?
I will be going into 10th grade, so sophomore year.
Right. And what are your interests outside of tech before we get into your techie world?
So outside of tech, I love theater. So acting, singing, dancing. And I also love to write.
Okay. And now you're part of a singing dancing group, correct?
Yes. So it's actually an academy local here in Memphis, Stax Music Academy. And it's definitely a huge part of Memphis where I live in Tennessee. Yes.
Right. I know I've seen your mom post some of the things you've been doing, and it looks totally amazing. And you said you enjoy writing, but you actually have a book published, correct?
I do. So I co-authored it with my mom. It's called Bear Learns to Share. it's on Amazon as well. And it was my first book that I ever published. And it was just a fun process.
Right. And I will be putting links to the book, along with all the links to all the different things that you will hear about today. So be sure to go to homeschoolingwithtechnology.com and look for this episode to get all the information. Right. Now, apart from being really busy with all these things, how did you get into tech?
Yeah, so it all started off with my sister. she wanted to create a video game, and my mom was like, how do I do that? So she dove into the world of technology. And out of that, she had all of me and my brothers get into tech as well. So it kind of sprouted from that.
Right. I hope this is an encouragement to your homeschool moms listening. You don't actually have to know how to do everything. You just need to know how to use Google. And you can find the things and just point your kids in the right direction, and you can see how that's all they needed to get them going. So when you started out, what classes did you take, and what have you taken since then?
Yeah, so at the beginning, we started off with this program called Scratch, and it's by MIT, so the school in Boston. And that was like the first coding program we ever did. It uses block code. So it's not like in the movie scenes, you see them writing with huge lines of codes. It's not that. It's definitely kid friendly. And that's what we started off with. And then we moved on to code.org, which is another great website. And Scratch and code.org are free. And that's kind of what my mom really looked for, is free resources, because we weren't going to spend hundreds of dollars on maybe the best coding program, but we definitely used what we had.
Right. And if your kids want to get into Scratch and they do want a little bit of assistance and you can't afford to spend any money, show sponsor Funder Academy does teach Scratch classes. I teach them actually. And so we have 5-week options, just if they want to do them over summer, or full semester ones. When we do come alongside, help students when they get stuck, we grade the work, tell them how to write it better, etc. Okay, so after you got started with Scratch, and Scratch is great. It's really easy to get going. I totally suggest that as a start, because as you said, it's all block, it's drag and drop. It's the easiest way you can get into it. So you did that, you did Code Academy, and then where did you move on from there?
After that, kind of moved on to solo learn. So I learned programming languages like JavaScript, HTML, C#. And then moving on, I think this year was definitely a challenge. I did Unity. So Unity is what a lot of people actually make to use to make video games. Now, right now, a lot of people are switching over to Unreal Engine, but Unity is definitely something that is still used. So that was something I worked on this year.
Now, did you still, were you doing this just teaching yourself and using free things, or did you ever actually pay for any classes?
So what I was using Unity for is, it was a partnership with the local organization here called Code Crew, and they're a great organization here in Memphis, and they partnered with St. Jude, ALSAC, their, I think, what is that, their funding team, and definitely creative team. So throughout them, we did them last year and this year, and we were set with the task to create a video game for kids that will create an emotional tie to St. Jude. So we were using Unity for that.
And so you just kind of learned it as you went along?
Yes. So they had mentors who were helping teaching us certain aspects. Of course, I would have to go onto YouTube to look up some tutorials, but they were very helpful in kind of helping us with the platforming for Unity.
Well, there has been a theme here as I've been interviewing techie teens in coding, that YouTube and mentors are your friends. So yes. That is what everybody has pretty much been saying. I know my own boys who learned a lot by just looking up as they went along. Okay, so now let's get to the heart of this. You have worked on a few different apps. I know some of them have been for contests. What exactly have you done? And just tell us a bit about each one of them.
Yeah, so the first app that I ever created was when I was doing a class in MIT AppEngineer, which is how I first got into app making. And that was a class with Code Crew. So I didn't know anything about the program. It's online and it's free. So definitely go check it out. But MIT AppEngineer, I had done their course. It was a couple of weeks. And basically, we kind of built on everything. So it started off with putting a button on the screen and maybe making a calculator app. So those are kind of the first apps I've ever made. And then out of that, we decided to submit to the Congressional App Contest. So we decided, my sister and I, to make an app about college safety. So we call our app Safety U. And inside of that game, it's basically a visual novel, which is an interactive story, and kind of helping high school girls and freshmen of college to learn possible scenarios that can happen when living on a college campus. So that was the first app that I made fully.
Okay. And other ones that you've done?
So the most recent one was with a friend, Jonathan Sherrell, along with my sister. And this was, we first started it for actually another Code Crew thing. They had a hackathon, which is basically, usually it can be a day where you have a certain amount of time to create an app or whatnot. But we did it for them. And then we decided to do the Congressional App Contest again. And that was called Walk in My Shoes, Raising Awareness and Change. And for that, it was about social justice. And it was another visual novel interactive story. And it was basically about stepping into the shoes of a Black man in America and just seeing the little microaggressions that can happen that you might not see because you're not aware to them.
All right. And are you busy working on anything right now?
As of right now, I'm not, but I think over this summer, I might meet up back up with Jonathan and Jada, and we might try to finish Walk in My Shoes. and definitely keep on working on it and maybe submit it to other competitions. But as of right now, not really.
Right. And and you were, what did you say you were using to build that? Still yeah. MIT?
Yes, so MIT
App Inventor. Okay, so also that you did with both of those. Okay. And if you finished it, then I hope you would release it so that other yes. people can download it. If you ever do, please let me know and I will come back here and post a link in the show notes so people can grab it. Awesome. So then are you working on any other coding right now?
So as of right now, coding is a huge part of my life, so I'll probably always be doing it. As of right now, not really. I'm on my summer schedule, though.
is the one you were talking about with St. Jude? What are you doing with that?
So St. Jude, so when Code Crew partnered with ALSAC, they kind of wanted to bring in these techie teens to kind of partnership. So the first year that I did that, we were working with AI, so artificial intelligence. So definitely facial recognition, that was the team that I was on. And basically we were trying to test an Amazon component and seeing if it could recognize patients' faces after they had finished, after their treatment. So, you know, throughout the various stages of them losing their hair, if the artificial intelligence can still recognize their faces.
Wow, that's really interesting. You see, you've also been involved in teaching others what you have learned, correct?
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my sister and I, we actually hosted a game jam, and it was sponsored by NCWIT, which is a great program for girls. They really want to highlight all the things that girls have done in tech. So definitely go check out NCWIT.
How do you spell that?
N-C and then W-I-T.
Okay.
Yes. So NCWIT, we hosted a game jam and we had about 10, 15 girls and it was about a 3-week program. And we taught them how to make a visual novel in Tyranno Builder. Now Tyranno Builder does cost money. It's on Steam for about $15. But we were able to pay for each girl's Tyranno Builder program and we taught them how to make visual novels. So that was so much fun. And then another class I taught was for Code Crew and it was a Scratch class. So I got to teach some elementary schoolers, you know, we built a chasing game in Scratch and it was a lot of fun. And what I really love about Scratch is just the fact that even if you're a beginner, you're still able to create something. And even if you're a little more advanced at Scratch, there's so many things you can add on. So there was this one kid who's like, I love Scratch. I'm so good at it. So I'd give him multiple challenges to do to build on the initial project.
Right. Yes, it's that it is nice. As you say, I think just about everybody can use Scratch and there's a lot of complexity you can add in, but you can also keep it simple and still make a fun game. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's to finish up here. Where can people find you online if they want to follow you and be inspired?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram under its.AnayaNicole. You can follow my author's page on Instagram, AnayaWrites2_. And then I'm also on Facebook and Anaya Murray, as well as another Facebook page, AnayaWrites. And I have my author's website, AnayaWrites, as well, AnayaWrites.com. And I'm trying to think, I think that's it.
Right. And to finish up, what advice would you give to a teen who would like to create apps?
I would say don't be afraid to research and learn things yourself as well as ask for help. I would say just go for it. There are definitely a lot of resources out now that are free. So if you can just find one, it's okay if you're projects are bad. I would say don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Something might not work. You may spend hours trying to figure out something. But that's just the process. So I would say just give it a go. No matter how bad your first project is, you'll get a whole lot better if you keep on working at it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I do hope that this sets off some teens in a new direction and they realize that there is a whole world out there of code and apps that they can learn about. And most of it, as you said, free of charge. Thank you so much for coming today and sharing with us.
Thank you.
And to you, my listeners, thank you for being here again. And I will see you again, same time, same place next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Homeschooling with Technology with Meryl Vandemerva. Visit her at fundafundaacademy.com and homeschoolingwithtechnology.com. Homeschooling with Technology is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.